Maroon 5 on 88 FM, Radio Life and Style, coming to you live from the center of Ballito on the afternoon show powered by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Ballito. Right now, if you were to be stranded on a desert island and you could take with you five tunes, used to be discs, but now we just call it
tunes.
The songs, the soundtrack to your life, things that mean to you excitement, passion, romance, memories, heartache, something that really is seminal in terms of who you are and what you are and where you are. And you can take just five tunes with you. That's the challenge. Then you can take with you one book. Now, bearing in mind, you're going to be there for an awfully long time. So what's to be a book that you can read again and again, and why? And then you can take one guest, living or dead, real or fictional, who would you like to spend a lot of time with on a desert island? This is the game on the show this afternoon, and our very special first guest on that desert island, Ballito, is Mags Westerhoff. Mags is, she's celebrating 20 years since she first broke into the celebrity stardom with Big Brother. And, oh, good heavens, Mags, I've given you the wrong microphone. That's a good start. We're doing extraordinarily well today. Okay, so there it is. You've been 20 years since you first arrived on the screen and took South Africa by storm. Then you became a radio presenter, and now you are a designer to the rich and famous Margaret Rose Interiors, but most famous for being the first guest ever on Desert Island, Ballito. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much. That is such an interesting introduction. And I have to say, it is very, very strange being this side of the microphone.
Yeah, being on the other side is different, right?
Yeah, I kind of have these, you know, I remember being on radio for the first time ever, and that was back in 2003. And I had those butterflies. Yeah. Not to say that you went on air and you didn't have butterflies after that, but I have those now, and it's such a good feeling to know that the love for radio and the love for entertainment and the love for all things microphone is still there. It still lives inside of me, even though it's 20 years on. Can you believe it?
Doesn't feel like it.
Let's just go there. I mean, Big Brother, that was a concept that was kind of shocking because it was a reality show in every sense of the word. You saw people at their most intimate.
Yeah. Intimate's a very good choice of words. I like what you've just used there. I was splashed naked in front of every single newspaper in this country, and my mom hadn't even got DSTV yet. So she was at the roadside, and they'd put those posters on the lamp,
the lamppost.
And there I was.
Oh, no.
With, you know how they did the pixelized blocks back in the day, like blocking out the good bits. And I was like, this is how my career started. They actually started Big Brother with an experiment on rats.
Okay.
And then they thought, what about doing this on humans? So actually, I'm a lab rat experiment.
But before that, before you were famous, where did Mags come from? Where did you grow up? Where did you go to school? What did you want to be at that stage before you became the celebrity?
You know, we grew up in a very humble home in Pinetown. I was born in Matatiel, and my mom and dad moved to Pinetown, and that's where we lived. Very, very humble. A lot of the times we got our food from the church. I was raised by a single mom. But every single night, every single weekend, when I did get the chance to listen to radio or watch TV, I knew I wanted to be a star. I knew I wanted to be something amazing and great. And I used to walk the passage in my house up and down as if I was on the runway in some sort of country in Paris. And that's how I used to live my life, in this massive dream. But the first thing I always used to do, we had this tiny little tape recorder, you know, with a speaker on the top. And then it had you pressed, it had, I think, record first and then eject. And then you could press
the two buttons, play and record.
Play and record together. Yeah. I think you're too young for this.
I'm actually not. I'm older than what I look.
Oh, okay. So play and record at the same time. And one of the songs I used to sing to in my bedroom was The Police, Message in a Bottle. But I used to enforce my mother to come sit on the floor cross-legged with me and sing the song together. And I used to pretend I was on stage singing the song. And I'd always think, what would that message be inside the bottle? Hmm. And I guess that's where it all started for me.
So would that be the first of your five records that you could take with you on this desert island experiment?
Yes, sir, it would be. Definitely.
Well, let's hear you sing along, shall we? It's the Police, Message in a Bottle. Island Bolito. First guest is Mags Westerhoff. This is the first time back in your bedroom at home as a little girl dreaming of becoming a star.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
No.
You used to sing along to this one.
Yeah, until my son told me, it sounds better on mute, Mom.
Oh, no, they're brutally honest.
They are brutally honest.
Kids, kids do it for you. So, okay, now that was going back 1 or 2 years to an earlier life, and there it is, you decided that you were going to become, maybe a singer was putting it a bit strongly. You wanted to be a celeb.
You'd be so kind.
How did you get the opportunity to appear on Big Brother? Because I presume you had a career in mind that was not necessarily going to be that public and that prominent to start with. How did it go from what did you want to do when you were going to school, apart from being a star?
I definitely knew I wanted to be a model. And the only way that I could be a model was to, A, lose all the weight that I needed to.
Oh, were you quite heavy as a child?
Well, according to the industry, yes, I was.
And is this because you came from good Lebanese stock and Lebanese mums like to feed you? I know that.
Yes, definitely. And I knew the only place that could make that happen for me was Joburg. So in 1998, I actually hitchhiked to Joburg with 200 rand in my pocket. And I just started. I went and basically begged at the model agency for a really long time. I was house-sitting people's homes.
Was it a big agency?
Yeah, it was a big agency. It was Heads Models.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. The agency.
It was. Oh, you know.
Oh, yes.
And
I was their male.
You were right up front. You were what I was trying to be. And I actually got in.
Okay.
And I started my career, but I was still waitressing, and I was still working odd jobs and promotions. And I kind of started losing my way a little bit because I wasn't making it overseas on the bigger runways. I was only doing Joburg, Cape Town and Durban shows. And then I was living in a complex in Four Ways. And a friend of mine that owned the bar downstairs, obviously, he said to me, there's a show called Big Brother coming to South Africa. And those were the days of internet where, you know, those were
the dial-up days.
And I had no idea what Big Brother was. I had no idea what it was all about. I didn't know how to get onto the internet. I didn't know how to download. I didn't even know what downloading was and the form. He helped me his name's Steve. And to cut a whole long story short, I got shortlisted, and my life changed forever.
Wow. And it certainly did. I mean, there's nothing quite as powerful as that kind of exposure. Television was huge in those days. Not so much anymore because the audiences are fragmented. But back then, it was prime time. So everyone was watching. And there it was, young Mags bearing it all. Woo!
And also, you know, we had kicked off Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, you know, that time slot. And they were taking a risk on us. They didn't know that this reality show was going to be well received in South Africa. Mm. And so...
But they'd done the research. I reckon they were pretty confident.
They spent a lot of money.
And did it change your life dramatically?
To this day.
So 20 years on, people still say, you were that girl.
You know what?
That exposed her assets on television.
You were the
and
best
changed
Big Brother.
South Africa.
You were the best Big Brother contestant. By far.
Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
See, still big fans.
But
big
there was a song, Jenny from the Block. I used to have a little, now I have a lot. But she still keeps it real. And I love that about J-Lo. You know, she keeps kicking, and I know she's 52 and she has a body of note at the moment. Yeah. So I don't know if you see her stuff on social media. But just those days, she was also breaking out 20 years ago. And it really resonated. I just loved the song. I thought it was so much fun. And it was that perfect timing in the launch of my career that song and those words made perfect sense to me.
So your second choice to take with you on the desert island would be exactly that.
From a low to a lot this year. Everybody mad at the rocks that I wear. I know where I'm going and I know where I'm from. You hear locks in the air. Yeah, we at the airport out. D-block from the block where everybody air forced out. With a new white tee, you fresh. Nothing phony with us. Make the money, get the mansion, bring the homies with us. J-Lo to this headline clips. I stay grounded as the amount's rolling. I'm real, I thought I told ya. I'm real, even on no brush. That's just me. Nothing phony, don't hate on me. What you get is what you see.
Tunes 88 FM, Radio Life and Style, coming to you from the center of Ballito, the feature Desert Island Ballito, and our guest, Mags Westerhoff, She's on going on the desert island trip, taking with her five tunes, of which Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block, is the second of the five. And moving on from there. So now you've made it into the world of excitement and adventure. And you're no doubt poised to take on this fabulous career. Where to from Big Brother?
I got evicted. And that was quite a big thing because it was quite early on in the competition with Brad and Ferdy. And Brad and I went up for eviction that week. And Brad was so sure that he was going to kick me out the house. And I kicked him out. I think it was 2.2 million votes versus 2.198 type of thing. It was so marginal, but I'd kicked him out. I'd got him out. Eventually, I got evicted. And then this Gwen Stefani song was my eviction party. And I was very blessed to have two eviction parties back to back. And what they did is they carried me out in a throne. It was the most unbelievable experience. I had like 8 or 10 of these hot, hot guys carrying me shirtless through Monsoon Lagoon at you know, the casino in Joburg. I know there was some legal infringements of the name. And for my eviction party, this is the song they chose. And really, it just, it morphed me from this little town girl with these massive, massive dreams into this house and catapulted me into an industry where I had been fully booked for 12 months with private jets, bodyguards. I had a medical team that flew around with me for 12 months. Whenever I got sick, they were on hand. My family was traveling around with me, like I said, you know, private jets. And it really was just a rock and roll lifestyle after that for 12 months before I got onto the radio station there in Mhlanga. So this
song would be another of those that you would take with you on the desert island, because it means so much to you. It's a moment in your life.
It's attached. Each song that I've chosen for today is attached to such detailed memory for me. And songs do that for you. Songs take you back. They take you back to a smell. They take you back to a place. They take you back to a feeling. And they take you back to a time. So this is what this song's done for me again. Took a while to get me here.
Your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one. This one, classic. Red from blind, yeah, bitch, I'm drastic. Why this? Why that? Lip, stop basking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong, should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all niggas hot, psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, Evie gon' be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle, can't walk and imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama, cast it. Cut bitch camera off, real shit, blast it.
Your Mind, featuring Gwen Stefani, a huge memory for Mags Westerhoff, our very special guest and our first contestant on the island. Well, it's not really a competition at all, but it is really, because it's how you're going to survive being stranded on a desert island, Belito, and to keep you sane, you're allowed to bring five records, tunes that mean something to you. And then you're also going to be taking along a book and a person, or dead, real or fictional, doesn't really matter. Your ideal companion on a desert island. So, Mags, let's get into that aspect of your intended stay. If you were to be locked, marooned, stranded on a desert island, and you were given the choice of one book.
Oh.
One book.
Come on.
Let's be honest now. Hmm. What would it be?
I can't tell you what I'd really take because I don't think I'd be accepted back at the school. You know, we have to be an upstanding citizen here in Balito. I read a book recently, so I actually really, really enjoy reading. And so this question was very difficult because do you take the ultimate bra book? Because this is what you're going to have to be doing for the rest of your life on this island. Or am I taking Bear Grylls, you know, or Kellyanne Cook's, you know, something that, you know, you can really spice up.
It'd be difficult on a desert island to get Kellyanne Cook's because all that exotic ingredients are just going to be a memory. You're going to be left there with
exactly. Not even salt. Might be brying a bit of rash on the side. There was a book that was released recently by Glennon Doyle. titled Untamed, and it was her journey as a parent and as a woman in society and how she takes you through this very, very real journey in life and helps you. I think as moms, you'll understand.
Yeah, I would.
That we often put into a position of having to be absolutely perfect.
Yeah.
And if you're not perfect, then you're not good. And you're not good as a parent. You're not good as a mom. You're not good as a woman. You're not good in business. And she just kind of breaks it down and brings it back to earth. And I laughed and I cried through that book, sometimes so intense that I just have to close it and maybe read it in 3 or 4 nights' time. But it was just such a lovely book. And I think if you are stuck on an island, you can get caught up. But this book would definitely bring you back. And just remind you just really who you are and to embrace that, love it and live it.
It sounds like a really good read. One more time, the title?
Untamed by Glennon Doyle.
Glennon Doyle. Yes. Is it Glennon Doyle or Glennon Doyle?
Glennon Doyle.
Okay, interesting name.
Yes.
Untamed. So there it is. Well, Desert Island Balito it is with Mags Westerhoff.
Join us on a desert island every Wednesday at 3:15 when we introduce you to a celebrity guest who will be theoretically stranded there with just 5 songs of their choice, a book, and a real or fictional living or dead guest of their own to pass the time with. Discover what makes them tick, what inspires them, and what lies close to their souls. That's Desert Island Balito on Radio Life and Style every Wednesday afternoon at 3:15 and available online as a catch-up podcast at lifeandstyle.fm.
And on with the show we go. So we've got through 3 tunes so far of your 5.
I don't want this to end. And I'm having so much fun. I really am.
Going back in time and thinking about how you felt at that time with that song. I know.
Yeah, and just being here, being on the other side of the microphone, I've really enjoyed it so far. So thank you very much.
It's lovely having you. And it's fascinating to be part of your journey. Now, we've got to the point where you've been evicted with your victory party and the music playing in the background. What comes next? What's your next tune that you're going to be taking with you to spend a long time listening to?
A lot happens in between this stage. Let me just put that out there. But I'm now lying on the theatre table. You have that blue screen between you and your big pregnant tummy. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to have a Caesar. And my son, Daniel, is about to be born. Oh, why do we cry every time?
Every time. I know.
It is ridiculous.
You're making me think about it and I'm watching you.
I'm tearing up as well. Let's keep it together.
It was the most perfect moment of my life is to eventually meet my little baby boy, Daniel David Westerhoff. And they've sedated, now I'm lying on the table and it's this very symbolic moment and you're feeling all emotional and the radio's on in the background. And I kind of remember with my eyes blinking very slowly, turning to the doctor and saying, "What station are we listening to?" And he turns to me and says, 105 FM. So I'll say, oh, okay. And as they now go about to show me my beautiful baby boy, LMFAO, Party Rockers, comes out onto the radio, and my son is born. That's the song, and the rest is history.
And there it is, probably the most inappropriate tune in the world to give birth to your beloved boy.
So many people have panpipes playing and they put their makeup on and they have their birth song ready. You know, it's all this beautiful ambient music, and then my son comes out to LMFAO, and that's how it happens.
So is it his song now?
He knows that it's his birth song.
Probably can't stand it.
Probably.
Very old-fashioned, you know. So there it is. We're on this desert island trip with Mags Westerhoff. And so far, we've selected 4 of the 5 songs that you can take with you on your adventure. We've read the book, and now we're going to meet your compadre. You're allowed to take with you one person.
Oh, I can't wait.
Living or dead, real or fictional, who would that be? Who's your ultimate partner on this desert island?
Everyone in my life knows that this is the person. And I honestly can't wait to spend the rest of my life with him on this island and talk about whatever he wants to talk about. And we'll do whatever he wants to do. I don't have a problem. Robert Downey Jr.
Really?
Yes.
Iron Man. That is my man. And he is coming with me to my desert island for... ever.
Now, what is it about Robert Downey Jr. that appeals?
Come on. I don't even need to answer that question. He's talented. He chooses the best roles. His life story is unbelievable.
Hasn't he been through some...
dark.
Yeah, very dark, very stages. Dark stages. Yes.
Heavy, heavy, heavy into drugs, heroin. A lot of that backstory kicked his life into gear. I mean, come on.
All the roles that he's played has just been like...
spot on.
It's been spot on. Mm. Tony Stark.
But now, here's yes. the thing. Often, actors are very good at playing roles, but personally, they're wrecks. Train wrecks. Are you sure you would like to spend a long time with an actor good at playing someone else? Maybe not so great.
So I'm picking up a little sense of jealousy here. Which is okay, and I can understand that you and Robert are okay. I get it, but yes, he's definitely my decision. I think he would keep me on my toes. I think he has a lot to talk about, and I would definitely just sit there and stare into his eyes if that's all he asked for. I mean,
absolutely,
he's wow. the guy.
I'm sure he is.
Okay,
his film Holmes and Watson, that accent of his in that film is just everything.
Yeah,
I think he can give you everything that you need.
See, I'm not the only one.
Right. Well, then we'll just put that aside for now. Your guest, Robert Downey Jr., wonderful choice. And then the final song of the five that you can take with you. This is it. This is your fifth and final tune. Tell us what you've selected.
It's such a happy story. You know, we hit quite a low time in our life before I went back onto East Coast Radio a couple of years ago. And times were tough. And then 6 o'clock last year in March, I left the show. 8:30, I left the show to put my attention to Margaret Rose and Terriers full time. And I was so excited about this journey. I was so excited to, you know, be in Belito, be in KZN, to create for people's homes and create in the commercial sector. And at 42, I'd finally found my dream, and that was to interior design. I was so excited just to get on this journey and just, you know, we'd built up the business to be at a section where I could resign off air, and I could resign from the show and then focus my attention full-time into interior design. So I left the show at 6 o'clock, and 8:30 that night the president spoke and he locked the country down.
Oh, wow. Timing.
And so, yes, it was really difficult. And to celebrate all the trials and tribulations that we've been through in the last year and a half, I was extremely fortunate to be able to go and walk into a BMW and buy myself a brand new car out the box. And it was my first brand new car in 12 years. And this song, Levitating by Dua Lipa, was the song they played for me through the dealership. Here I go again. I'm getting emotional. They played the song for me through the dealership with smoke machines going and this whole thing. I've bought the car. It's not sponsored. And it was such a great levitating moment. And to rise up and be excited for what's next in the business, our country, and our life.
Great choice. Song number five. Levitating with Dua Lipa, the ultimate five tunes that you selected today, Mags. And if you'd like to re-listen to the show, you're most welcome to pop online to lifeandstyle.fm, where there's a catch-up broadcast waiting for you shortly. Our very, very special Desert Island Belito show. Our first guest, Mags Westerhoff from Margaret Rose Interiors. Now, we're going to put out an unashamed punt.
Thank you.
If you need your home beautifully done, you know who to go to speak to with a touch of class and style and that celebrity
passion.
Edge. There it is. It's been fun. I loved it. I would love to have been your special guest. I understand Robert Downey Jr. just put me in the post. But next time.
Okay, next island. Okay.
So
Thank you so much for having me. It's been so much fun. It just makes me realize how much I still do love radio. I love this town and the memories that go along with my life. It's been such an amazing ride so far.
It's the best is yet to come.
Amen.
You want me? I want you, baby. My sugar boo. 7 minutes to 4 o'clock on 88, coming to you live from the center of Belito. The afternoon show brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Belito. Life, I need you.